Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010. It's All the Geek Without the Weight.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you'd want to.
Hump day.
Okay.
See. Yeah.
I knew you wanted to say something there. Hi, everybody. That there's the weird, sometimes creepy, the Bruce.
I got an idea. Why don't you go get a cup of coffee and hold some waitress hostage with a monologue about your sperm?
Yeah.
I'd rather think of other things I'd rather do, but that's okay.
Hi. I'm Billy Flynn.
It's time for the Monkey Show.
Damn right. Let's get this happening. Wednesday, not just the halfway point of the week. No. It's also New Comic Book Day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed. It damn well is. It's also a day for us some geekified news. It's coming your way. But you know, June 23rd at 930 AD, the Iceland Parliament, the world's oldest, was established.
Huh? Wow.
1848, Adolphe Sax was granted a patent for the saxophone. Anything else with that last name just would have been silly. 1860, the U.S. government printing office was established by an act of Congress, now the largest printing establishment in the world.
Yay.
No bestsellers, though.
No.
On 1868, the typewriter was patented by Wisconsin journalist and state senator Christopher Latham Scholes. Senators did stuff once upon a time?
Oh, well, yeah.
It's crazy.
Sooner or later, yeah.
1940, Hitler toured Paris. No word on his opening act. 1949, the first 12 women graduated from Harvard Medical School. 1980, on this date, the David Letterman Show debuted on NBC Daytime.
Oh, yeah.
The Daytime Show.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
1992, pilot Jessica Hearns was reinstated by Continental Airlines after having a sex change operation, because once you lose your penis, obviously you don't know how to fly anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, I've totally, my navigational beacon is not matching up.
Cockpit.
Alrighty then, so... Some birthdays. Let's say some happy birthdays going out to Paul Tevis and to Martin Darkley.
Martin Darkley, yes,
both,
sir.
Both fine people that we know and love and should really pimp the show a lot more than they do. No. Have a great birthday, folks.
All right. Other people that are born today, Mr. Jason Mraz, Mr. Jason M., Mr. A to Z.
There you go, Mr.
Yeah,
A to Z.
He's 33 years old today.
KT Tunstall is 34, so we got singer-songwriters galore.
Yes, we do. We also have actress galore and kind of hot chick. Selma Blair is 38 years old today.
You know, her ass was the best thing about Kath and Kim.
Really?
It really was. It really was.
That's the only reason it was on the air long.
It had a couple of funny moments, but anyway, Joss Whedon is 44. That's right. Your new Dark Lord is 44 today.
Really?
Yeah.
Francis McDormand is 53 years old today, from Fargo. Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, yeah. Ted Shackelford is 64, probably best known as Gary Ewing on Knots Landing. Huh? There you go.
Mm.
And he also played Gary Ewing on Dallas, so he's got a long, varied career.
Yeah. I got nobody else that's alive.
Vint Cerf is 67, father of the internet. How could you forget the daddy of the internet?
Really?
And it was just Father's Day, too, man. That's not cool.
Sorry, Dad.
People not alive?
I've got June Carter Cash, who would have been 81 years old today, born in 1929.
I've got Alan Turing, born in 1912, considered to be the father of modern computer science.
Mm-hmm. I have Mr. Alfred Kinsey, was born in 1894.
And he taught us all about sex. Before that, nobody knew how to have it or anything.
Yeah, really. So. The orgasm? What the hell is that?
So thanks. Thanks, Mr. Kinsey.
And one more person?
Yeah.
Johannes Gutenberg. Born in 1400.
Never heard of him.
Never
heard of him before in my life. Don't know what you're talking about. But maybe he'll have a documentary on tonight.
That's possible, but he won't have it on CBS because they're playing repeats. It's How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, Criminal Minds, and CSI Miami.
On ABC, they've got two episodes of The Middle. They're both reruns. Modern Family's rerun. Cougar Town is a rerun. And then, oh my God, Jimmy Kimmel Live, his Twilight special.
Yeah.
Is a
total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Sorry, dudes. Let's go. NBC, you have America's Got Talent twice in a row, and then Law & Order, SVU.
Fox, So You Think You Can Dance, the top 10 perform, and they're going to shake it.
Ooh, shake it like
a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, sorry. ESPN, you have World Cup Soccer today. Some of the matches that are going to be played today are going to be Germany versus Guyana, England versus Slovenia, and United States
loses to...
No. United States versus Algeria. And that's at 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to root for Algeria.
Why?
Because soccer doesn't need me. AMC American Movie Classic Spaceballs is on this evening. See if your Schwartz is bigger than mine.
It is.
Giggity.
USA Network, you have In Plain Sight.
Bravo tonight on Top Chef. It's back to school. So apparently they're cooking Rodney Dangerfield favorites.
Oh, wow.
That'd be good.
That'd be cool. Discovery Channel, you have a Mythbusters marathon, including Car Conundrum, which is new.
Family Channel is showing Van Helsing, which is not good.
It's not great.
It's
not great.
Only worth seeing it for the Frankenstein monster.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's it.
The Science Channel. You have Morgan Freeman's Through the Wormhole. Is time travel possible?
Dude, this has been a good show.
Really?
Seriously.
Good.
Seriously good show. TV Land's got a new episode of Hot in Cleveland, so you can see more Betty White. But if we're watching anything, it's going to be on the BET channel because gangsters dissatisfied customers and the FBI pursued two Los Angeles punks selling cellular phones from their van.
Uh-huh.
Master P and Anthony Johnson star in I Got the Hookup.
You've got mail.
I'm sorry, I remember when that came out and the commercials, the trailers for that looked so awfully stupid.
And I'm sure that was the best part of the movie, too.
Probably. GRDers, Last Frackin' Friday, you mentioned that in-production remake of Logan's Run, one of my favorite 70s sci-fi films. I really hope they go back to the book's premise in which the age you die was 21. Kill off some annoying kids. Hells yeah. And Michael York could now play the Peter Ustinov old man character.
He could.
It starts to sound like a winner. That's from Rod. You know, Rod, that's a damn fine point. Damn fine point indeed. If you'd like to make some damn fine points, please do. Drop us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. Wednesday means we're taking a peek inside the long box, and your geekified news is coming up this Wednesday, June 23rd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
hppodcraft.com. Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Happy birthday, Joss. Happy birthday, Sarah. And if something from H.P. Lovecraft attacks, she'd be a good lady to have around. She'd kick some ass.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Geek Radio Daily. It's Wednesday, or as you like to call it,
Hump Day.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Tons of serious books available at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop today, including...
Let's start with Boom Studios. You have 28 Days Later. Number 12 is out
today. So they're going to make 28 of those? Because that would be funny.
They might. Who knows? They don't have an end date, though. Incorruptible, number 7, and The Incredibles, number 10, is out today.
Dark Horse, Predators, number 3 and 4 is trying to wrap itself up. The penultimate issue out today.
All right. DC Comics, you have Air, number 22.
Get it while it's here. It's gone. They've canceled it.
They've canceled it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Read it while, because it's fun. It's good.
Okay. Batman, Streets of Gotham, number 13. The Return of Bruce Wayne, number 3 of 6. Billy Batson, The Magic of Shazam, number 17, is out today. Let's see. Fringe, Tales from the Fringe, number 1 of 6 is out today. I thought you'd like that one. Green Arrow, number 1.
Yep.
Let's see. Green Lantern Corps, number 49. It's a Brightest Day tie-in. Is out today as well. Joker's Asylum, Killer Croc, number 1. Justice League, Gentleman's Law, Generation Lost, number 4 is out today as well. Power Girl, 13. Supergirl, number 53. And let's see what else the last one I had today is. Oh, Batman, Superman, number 73.
There you go. Dynamite Entertainment, Buck Rogers, number 12, which I can't believe that's still going because... I don't know. Bullet to the Head, number 1, just sounds interesting and reminiscent of stuff that we did at Balticon. Green Hornet, number 5, because the movie is eventually coming out. Kato Origins, Way of the Ninja, number 2, because Green Hornet's eventually coming out.
Yeah.
Red Sonja, number 50, out today. Look at there.
That may
anniversary issue.
Who knows? That might actually come out, too.
Possibly.
IDW Publishing has Angel, number 34, is out today. Doctor Who, number 12, is ongoing. Let's see. Ghostbusters Holiday Special, Convolution. Yeah, Convolution, number 1, is out today. G.I. Joe, Operation Hiss, 5 of 5, is out today. It's done. Let's see. Jurassic Park, number 1. It's Redemption, number 1, is out today as well. Transformers, number 1, as well.
Gets an ongoing title. finally, instead of all these miniseries. Marvel Comics Avengers number 2. It's a heroic age tie-in. Peter Parker number 4 or 5. Get ready to wrap that up. I guess today's issue is the one where Peter gets pubes. Powers number 5. Secret Warrior. What else are you going to tell a story about Peter Parker? He was a teenager, for the love of God, when we met him. Secret Warriors number 17. Sense and Sensibility number 2 of 5. And Ultimate Comic Avengers number 2 of 4.
Let's see. That's all I have for
really?
Today.
Okay. New England Comics has ticked new series number 4, but sir, if we're buying anything, it's from Oni Press. We're getting Jam Tales from the World of Roller Derby. Damn right we are.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, we're pretty much had it with all these remakes, these 3D remakes, these new high-tech, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we've had all... We're done with that, right? Sure.
All right, what if we take an old movie and revamp it and 3D it? What if we colorize Plan 9 from Outer Space and put it in 3D?
The original.
The original Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Ugh.
The known as the worst movie ever made, which is just not really fair. Not really fair at all.
No, not at all.
3D, quote, 3D continues to penetrate new distribution channels as an industry and conversion into part of our business. All the great time we love in 2D can now be converted into 3D seamlessly to attract new audiences and to find new revenue streams, said Steve Gloom, Passamora's head of branding and division. Plan 9 from Outer Space, now in 3D, the title.
Yeah.
Is the original film, the granddaddy of all bad movies, and we think audiences everywhere will have a great time seeing it in 3D. Because spaceships in 3D are cool, hubcaps on strings in 3D got to be even cooler.
Yeah.
And keep the Riff Tracks commentary, I'm still there.
Okay. Heat Vision is reporting that The Last Airbender director and writer M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is coming, is starting a new project that would reunite him. I'm sorry, that would reunite him with Sixth Sense and Unbreakable star Bruce Willis. Now, not much else is known about this fact.
And it feels so good.
Musical interlude. Bradley Cooper from the A-Team, Gwyneth Paltrow, is supposedly are in this movie as well. Now, no one knows what the heck this movie is about. Only the senior-most executives have been allowed to read the script, and only with M. Night's personal assistants in the room.
With loaded guns in case they pull out their phones.
Yes. Well, basically, when the executives finished reading the script, the personal assistants took it and left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not allowed to keep the script either.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let's see what happens when this one comes out.
All right. So with Halo Reach coming out, there's, you know, renewed interest in the whole Halo Reach phenomenon, which is why, you know, Marvel Comics is bringing us Halo Fall of Reach. The miniseries, the comic book miniseries.
I thought you were going to say in 3D. I was
like, No. This is actually an adaptation of Eric Nyland's best-selling novel prequel to Halo as part of their, remember the first three little Halo books that they did
or
5 years ago? First one. This is an adaptation of that. That's a damn fine story. It could make an interesting comic, and it's coming from Marvel. So see little bitty Master Chief as he grows up and becomes big Master Chief and crushes people, grr. He's a crusher. What?
He's a crusher. All right. Toshiba is trying to pull out the new standard in the kind of SDHC memory cards that your digital camera probably already uses. Well, we are hoping, I personally hope, that this thing works, because if they do, all of the Toshiba cards will be wireless, and it will work for your cameras and other devices. Assume the great cameras now have wireless features that you can just, you don't even need the cord, you can just beam it to your computer. Well, that's what Toshiba's trying to do for everybody. You won't see the new Wi-Fi memory cards hit the shelves yet. Toshiba is currently in talks with his partner Trek 2000 and a pair of companies trying to attract suitors for this technology. But so you may not even need your cord anymore. It's like, hey, I need this USB cord. You won't need it anymore.
Here's hoping you don't accidentally beam all of your private photos.
Yes.
To the wrong people.
Whoops.
That would be bad. So these, you know, we get these stories every now and again, and by God, they're fascinating, and I love this. Again, the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay.
Making something come true for 9-year-old Christopher. 9-year-old Christopher wanted a really cool backyard fort playhouse thing.
Yes.
Well, they're still building it. They're going to be building it for a while. But they have right now the coolest part of it, unless they're going to really blow themselves away out of the water. The Make-A-Wish Foundation has made the top of his fort.
Yes.
the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I've seen the pictures of
the
this
ship
one.
The ship itself includes solar-powered LED interiors and exterior lighting. There's some pictures from it. The kid can sit like right up there at the top. It's just the topper. There's no idea what the rest of this thing is going to be, but this looks beautiful. It's big. It has to be pulled by a car on a special trailer to get it around. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, this thing looks like, what, 12 feet wide, 12 feet long?
I'm telling you, man, it is fantastic, and I love the way everyone's going out of their way to help, because kids love the geeky stuff. It's just that simple. Yeah. You know, you can make fun of it all you want as a grown person with responsibilities, but by God, you're a child inside, and you better go to this page, and you better love it, and you do your best not to cry, you cold-hearted bastard.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
I wasn't going to do this. Oh, my goodness. No, my makeup's going to run. GRD. Thanks for stopping by. Really.
You got a tear going.
I'll tell you. We're licensed with Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Drop by the Facebook page and like it, won't you please? You'll learn all kinds of fun things there. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, for us all at geekradiodaily.com.
What a twist!
M. Night, in the pantry!
Dude! Oh my God! I just swallowed a bar a cup of sugar!
What a twist!
We needed the sugar because we're baking a cake for a fancy party!
And you're all invited, Shababama family!
Delightful! Let me just change into my good suit.
Oh, honey, your good suit is at the cleaners.
What a twist.
Shama Millennium family, meet our chef.
I can't wait to serve you.
Serve us? You mean serve us for the main course, as in eat us.
Let's dance!
What a twist.